Okay.
There we go. I'm in.
Last week, guys explored some more of the reptile archives and ended up able to finish a large quantity of thread in the Grim Spindle. Am I missing anything? That's just a very short version.
Yeah, we went back
I think that's what
to
we did.
Seeming Moore's place and past the Toad Man switch, and I have it listed as edgeless space in that maze of rooms down there with the creepy guy who ate the light butterflies, or smashed them rather.
So you guys are. I suppose you probably would have wrapped the thread around a staff or a sword or
We
something
just
to
pushed
effectively
all of
carry it.
it into the bag of holding.
Didn't it wrap around a spindle on the machine? Which we probably could have just taken it off.
Oh, yeah, that's easier. We'll do that.
Especially since, we weren't exactly concerned about keeping it intact. So even if it wasn't designed to be removed, we probably did anyway.
So you've got a large spindle of thread, and believe you are ready to journey off. I think you guys discussed what to do with it, and we're talking about just handing it straight to Cronia in its raw form.
The
That
thing is
was one of the
that,
ideas.
yeah, we don't really have like anything to sew it. But she did want clothes, not just thread.
I mean, we have the option of going to her with it and saying, "Hey, do you want this in thread form and spend the time on the project to entertain yourself and make it yourself, or shall we keep going and try and find someone who can do it?"
Hey, that's a choice. We can do that.
I think we also, I finally actually remembered where we ended the session. I think we ended it right after we kind of did it. Double long rest because our first one was interrupted by Chameleon Woman.
That's coming back to me, yeah.
Though I don't remember if we actually did anything after that second long rest or not.
No, not really. We didn't do a lot. Besides that, I think the only thing we haven't gone through is through the wedding room. There's a trash room down there that we didn't check.
And yeah, there's that, the trap doors in the South Gardens, and there's an endless spiral tunnel going down that we didn't go through, or went until it went basically vertical and came back because we couldn't fly at the time. And I think there's
Oh.
some stuff through the vine ways we haven't fully explored.
Yeah, there's also the bird that said it would kill us if we try to go through the room.
Oh, right, yeah. I have the room after that listed as a dead end, but probably should have a question mark.
I believe that bird even told you that that leads to the Medusa's jail, the cells.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have it listed as statue prison, but I don't know if there's anything else there, is
Pretty
all.
much.
I also have some stuff around in the north of the Tesseract thing, that place that we've been to twice. There's still some dead ends there, though I feel like that's just because I forgot to put them on the map rather than anything else. And we can go through the B City, which is closest, but at the same time, bees.
Bees, bees, bees. Oh, I'm gonna need a couple of seconds. I didn't check the spells that I wanted to do after the long rest.
Okay.
Question: Flame Blade brings a blade that I can use, or is it like a buff and people now get hit with fire?
No, I think it makes a sword for you.
Oh, okay. It
I don't know if
uses
this
my
can
action
be
to
used as
attack.
a holding
All right.
blade.
You know, it doesn't actually say. Well, oh, maybe spell attack, never mind.
Okay, I got two of these. I removed speak with plants and made it speak with animals. And changed flame blade for flaming sphere.
Alrighty. So yeah, you got a lot of options of where there still is left to explore.
I mean, we can at least try with the bee city, since I can talk to them and see, like, hey, are you gonna try to murder us, or can we just go through?
All right, that sounds good.
Least for now.
Yeah. Worst case, I just start AoEing all of
That's why I got Flaming Sphere, just in case. So it's up to the tapestries, the hallway, the
Carriage
lizard
should
mummy.
be pretty close to you, I believe.
Yeah.
It's like three rooms over to the to this side.
You guys kind of approach the doorway. I don't believe I mentioned this the first time, and I probably should have. These bees are kind of ghostly husks. You can almost see through them. But they're still buzzing along, going into and out of the city, and flying through a couple of the hallways nearby.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bugor. This is probably not a question the GM should answer. But weren't the bees near that rose near the Laughing Man also ghostly? I'm trying to
No,
figure.
I think they were actually dead. Let
Okay.
me check something over here. One sec.
I'm trying to find it on the map, and I don't remember where it is.
Yeah, that's gonna take a little bit of time. Let's see.
Oh, that's just on the other side of the spindle. Okay. That's pretty close.
Yeah. No, I have it on my notes saying that they are dead. Just
Alright.
like the little corpses.
Okay.
These do look pretty similar. They're exoskeleton like kind of shells. Almost colorless, but still have some fragment of life as they're flying around and doing bee things.
I wonder if they're two halves of the same bees.
Question. It says that I can cast my spell as a ritual, but I don't know if I have to get like the feat or something like that.
I believe druids may use rituals.
And that way it doesn't use my spell slot, or it still
Yes,
does.
it doesn't use your spell slot, but it takes an extra 10 minutes to cast a spell.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm gonna try to cast it as a ritual,
Okay.
just in case that we need
Tres hamburguesas, tres
to
tamales,
try
sabes?
and do more
Una
stuff.
sin tamal.
You might have to take a step back. This silence hallway is kind of a little difficult to concentrate on your spell work. So you can step backwards into this room that you can actually see to get away from that silence and begin casting your spell.
Got it. It lasts 10 minutes. Yeah, it works. It works.
So you start doing that for about 10 minutes.
I'll keep watch facing the direction that Boogor isn't.
And yeah, you succeed, and you feel the spell complete and feel its energy, and you can now talk to animals.
I'm gonna set it to bees. All right, I'm good to go.
Excellent. Let us see if these bees have any useful information. And then under his breath, and there's a phrase I never thought I'd say.
All right, well, so let's see what the bees have to say.
The ones that are just flying past you don't seem to address you at all. but you can hear like little bits. Some of them are just thinking buzz. others are looking for ghosts.
I'm not going to question ghost bees looking for ghosts.
I'm just going to try to get the attention of a couple of them. Like, hey, excuse me. I have one quick question. It's not going to take a lot of your time.
What do you want?
I'm going to go through. Do we need to go through a certain way, or is it okay if we just pass?
Are you dead?
Get angry? Not today, no.
Then we don't hate you.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Siga, are you dead?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Okay, apparently they're not gonna hate us. So
I'm glad that the spectral bees shan't hate us.
I'd say that let's try not to step on anything and maybe we'll be good.
That sounds reasonable. It's not gonna stop me from having my weapon out though.
And just in case, I'm gonna be the first one coming in.
You step in, kind of, you instinctually like duck under some of the bees as they kind of just fly over your head. But they don't seem to be paying you specific attention.
Very well.
There is one exit to this room other than how you entered on the left or the west wall. Be kind of straight ahead once you come in and face that direction.
I never thought I would be happy to be seen as an obstacle.
I'm just gonna try not to step on any buildings of the little city and keep avoiding the bees.
Bagur, can you make a perception check for me?
Okay, coming up. Wow, that's a very good one.
Yeah, you kind of take note of the miniature city collected from like pieces of various things. Some of it you recognize, like little bits, like there's petals from some sort of plant that are like brown and decayed, and dust kind of just all piled up and formed into a shell of a city. There's also just some piles of junk across a couple of the walls. You also notice a small nub of a fat candle that seems out of place. It doesn't look like it's something large enough to bees could have put here themselves.
Huh. If I come closer to it, do the bees react in any way?
Buzz. It doesn't seem like they're changing.
Is it alright if I take this thing for a bit? I just say it to any bees that are listening.
Nobody responds to you.
Okay, I'm gonna wait until Siga is out of the room and I'm gonna get it.
Alright. Presumably you gestured me forward or something, because at some point when I realized you stopped, Siga would have paused, still in the room.
No, Siga, go ahead. It's gonna take a second. Be right there.
Very well, if you're sure.
Up ahead, Siga.
I think I can survive, yeah.
You notice a lot of the floor in this new room is covered with empty casks. Definitely different. And a lot,
just a tad.
A lot of the ceiling is occupied, I guess, by hanging lamps.
Lit?
All of these lamps glow a deep red. Well, it's not all of them. Some of them are lit and they glow a deep red. And you see strange little glowing moths trapped inside and banging on the glass with their bodies. Also, inside is another formed golem in the shape of a man who's muttering to himself, I need more mods.
Okay. And from after purses, any other rooms out? Doors out?
There is a closed door to the south.
Alright. I've got questions, but I'll wait until Bagur's done.
Yeah, Bagur, you slowly bend down and pick up the candle and notice if anything changes with the bees. They don't seem to mind.
Very well. I'm gonna slowly step away, pretending I didn't do anything.
With the candle?
Yep.
Alright. You slowly, with your back to the wall, shuffle your way and join Siga.
Alright, so what's going on? What's that?
That is a very good question. I suspect that this one is a less sane kin to our rather friendly golem.
You think we can still talk to it?
Talk to it, yes. Have an intelligent conversation. Maybe, maybe not.
Alright. You said that there were some things inside the lamps?
Little red glowing moths like the ones you saw next to the darkness, coming out of the darkness.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna try to step in and see how it moves, if it looks aggressive or something.
For now, he has his back turned to you, and he's grasping at a moth that's flying in the air, and he's just trying to reach out and grab it.
I'm gonna whisper to Siga. Maybe while he's busy, we can try to go. Just in case.
Maybe.
And I'm gonna try to go to the door and see if it opens or something like that.
This door is kind of flush with the wall. It does have a handle on the side. But, and I guess you turn the handle and it appears to be unlocked. Do you open the door?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a tug.
As soon as you open it, sound starts coming through.
Okay.
And you hear the organ music coming from the other side. And you notice the one mummy pacing back and forth and ripping music out of himself. And he leaves that room and goes into a room where you can't see.
Huh. We went back. Okay, so this is a dead end. Do we want to go through here again, Siga? Yeah. I think we went back to the lizard.
Well, this is just a small loop, so it's going to the same room we would have to go. We'd probably be going through anyway. Assuming it connects on the map, where I think it does. Did the golem, the moths, react to the sound at all?
Yes, he turns immediately from the music and stares at Bagur, and is kind of watching him and waiting for a reaction from him.
I just wave at him.
What do you want?
Oh, we're passing through. We're not really looking for something here.
Do you want lamps? I got lamps.
Can they light magical darkness? Because there's a lot of that here.
I don't know. There's none of that here.
Okay. What would you like in exchange for one of those?
What's it worth to you?
Well, I don't think we really need it, but it would be nice. Let me see. Do you take gold?
Can you make lamps out of it?
In a sense, yeah.
Can I make lamps out of it?
Okay, I'm gonna be fair. I don't know. Let's see. Nope, I don't think I have anything that's gonna work for you.
Okay, then.
All right. Nice talking to you. And I'm going to start pushing Ziga out of the room to the lizard room.
I'll start walking and stop being pushed and over my shoulder say, was that really a nice conversation?
I'm not really versed in society, but I don't think that was a good conversation.
Well, I believe we agree on that.
Well, so that was plan A, and there wasn't a lot to do. So where to now? From here, can we still make it to the Sphinx room? There's a room north of that that we didn't do.
There is. The Sphinx was off the floating path on the other side, I think. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which was just into the lizard entry complex, for lack of better terms.
The thing is that everything else is so far away from here.
Yeah.
The other thing we can do is I can turn into fish. We can go to the black water and see where it's supposed to go. And if it's too long, we can check.
I mean, that'd be cool to know, but that would be super risky for you.
Yeah, I know.
Then again, this whole maze is risk, so...
Yeah, what's one possible cause of death in this place? Maybe that way we get faster back to where we want to go.
Sure. I mean, if you're up for trying, I'll support you as best I could.
Okay, heading that way then.
Yep. It's back to the lab. It's one of the doors out of there.
I assume you're going to go back the northern way so you can avoid the laughing crazy guy.
So we can avoid Mr. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
All right. Head back through. Bees and the silence and... Your clay golem friend and his shadow, who are playing some kind of sport, into the lab and through the small strange tunnel to that room. And I don't know how close you got the last time.
I think we did get close enough for the heads to start giving us varied quality advice.
Yeah. It was very good.
But also, this black water is more in the line of sewage.
Ugh, crap.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to check animal forms. Because I'm probably gonna get poisoned.
Probably turn into a rat or something.
How's the thing about holding the breath in... And this, is it something with constitution?
Yeah, it's something with constitution.
Alright, let's see.
I know what it is in Starfinder off the top of my head, but that doesn't help us here.
For every point of constitution you have, it's a minute you can hold your breath. So a constitution of 10, you can just hold your breath for 10 minutes, I guess.
That's actually the same. Which seems a bit longer to me, but I'll take...
Let's see... Well, I can turn into a rat, or I already have the hunter shark form. Which, to be honest, if I'm gonna be attacked by anything in there, it's better the shark than the rat. How big is the space?
I think you just saw a small peak of it, and most of it is underwater. So, you don't really know for sure.
I'm gonna take my eye out. And with my hand, I'm gonna put it underwater to see if I can see something inside there.
You can't really see at all. It's pitch black.
Crap. Okay. I'm gonna try to clean it, and I'm gonna go in as the half orc until I get like a little bit underwater, and if I still fit, I'm gonna turn into the shark.
This sewage, you step down onto the ground. It goes up to your chest, but there is a floor underneath.
Huh. Okay. Is there still room? Like, can I keep going and still breathe?
Yes.
Huh.
The heads say, try breathing in the water. It's good for you.
No, thank you. Looks like we can go just like this, Siga, if you wanted to give it a try.
Siga will grimace in his taste, but nod and start going in. Is like, now, you said that there's likely a passage underwater somewhere?
Maybe. I guess we're just going to have to see where it goes first. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. I know. I was just looking at the rules myself. It looks like it's 1 plus constitution modifier.
Oh, I must have misread it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
That changes things by a lot.
So if you have a constitution of -1, you can't hold your breath for any seconds?
It says minimum 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. They thought of everything.
They know people are going to rule slow your everything.
It's not really that weird. Oh, how wide is this sewage?
The room itself that it's occupying is like 20 feet wide. And you kind of have to search an entire back wall with your hands to search for an opening.
Yeah, if possible, I wanna be checking if there's any doorways that are under the water while we walk.
Split sides. I'll start from this right side. You start from the left, and we'll go along the walls and meet in the middle.
Morgan, says he'll not getting in the water, and he'll watch your back. because it smells terrible. But you guys do meet about in the middle, and you feel a tunnel under the surface. It feels about 3 or 4 feet wide, and you can stick your whole arm back there, and you still feel tunnel. So you're not sure exactly how long it goes.
Okay. So I have an idea, but I want to brainstorm for a bit, just in case.
What's the idea?
Okay. I become a shark. I go in, see if there's a way out. I'm thinking a couple of things can go wrong with that. First, I get poisoned because of the sewage, which will be a logical thing to happen, I guess. Or there's a monster in there, and maybe I'm not enough to take it down by myself.
If something starts to kill you, just run back. Start to attack you. Or swim back, as it might be.
Well, that actually sounds like a good idea.
That won't necessarily work.
Is it too dark to see inside the water?
Yeah, it's pitch black.
You have a light spell, right?
Yes.
Can you cast it on a shark? Or do I have to wear something for you to put light on me?
I think it requires an object. Yeah.
Let's see. I have an empty alcohol bottle. And we have thread, so you can tie it on me and cast light on that.
Could work, or could just wrap some thread around you and cast light on the thread.
Well, that's a better idea. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna give you the
anything in 5 minutes. Turn back because there's no point, because we wouldn't be able to go that far anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna give you the thread before I do my change, and I turn into a hunter shark.
And
do I fit as a hunter shark? Is that too big?
Barely. You just barely would fit. You can feel.
All right.
Does Morgan have enlarged reduce?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Very well. I'm gonna make sure that I'm in the water, because otherwise I'm gonna suffocate, and then I turn into the shark.
I will say, almost immediately, the filth from the water kind of clogs up your gills.
Ugh. Crap.
But you can still hold your breath for a pretty long time, and you can swim really fast.
Well, I'm gonna give it a try.
Tie the piece of thread around one of his fins, slate on it.
Alright. As soon as you're finished with that, he just, like, bolts off. Able to push enough water with his tail to force himself through the tunnel. It's hard to tell distance because you can't quite see, but 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, eventually you feel the walls to your left and right of the tunnel disappear.
And can I try to go up?
You go up and pop your fishy sharky head over the surface. blink a couple times, and you do see a room here. Inside the room is a strange being with limbs extremely thin, and a head which is too large for its body.
Do I see a way out from where I am?
You see, it looks like, make a perception check.
Let's see. I got +2 on perception for this. Well, my normal perception is +3, so I don't think. Okay.
You don't see any exits to this place.
Is the creature surrounded by water, or
no,
does the water just stop?
No, it's standing on some sort of surface, not in the water.
I'm going to try to come a little bit closer and see if it reacts.
It stands up with its thin legs and it looks down on you. Its massive head kind of just like turns to the side, and it opens its strange mouth and a weird sound comes out. Can you make an intelligence saving throw, please?
Intelligence? Not very good at that. Ah, crap.
It's just really weird. It sounds like a language you can't understand. It's lots of clicks and screeches.
Alright. Well, it's been nice. I'm gonna go back. And once I'm out, I'm gonna turn back into an orc and keep breathing.
Yeah, you turn back into orc and start, like, wiping the slime off your face.
I'll prestigitate him clean as I help him back to... I'll use the term shore, even though it's not quite fitting. And then I'll prestigitate myself clean after him.
It takes a couple times, but you easily cleanse yourself.
Worth the cantrip for this.
Can you say that again? I couldn't hear you.
Worth the cantrip slot for this alone.
Well, yeah. So, couple things. There's not a lot to see under the water. It's not that very long. And there's a creepy-looking guy on the other side. I didn't see an exit, but I was in the water, so I don't know if there's no exit.
Do you think it's worth swimming over there for the, with all of us?
I don't know. The thing tried to talk to me, and I didn't quite get it. I don't think it was very happy to see me there. Caleb, did it look like aggressive or something?
Not necessarily.
I don't know. I think, well, I didn't see a way out, so it's either we're going to talk to someone or we're going to fight with someone for a dead end. So I'm not sure.
So it could have some useful information, but we wouldn't be likely to get that information. So let's not bother then, probably. Well, if it turns out we do need to talk to that individual, we don't want to come all the way back here.
I'm not sure. I guess. Let me check. No, I'm out of ideas. At least we know there's someone there. In case that they tell us, like, hey, creepy, long guy, big-headed, we know who they're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, the description is vaguely familiar to me, but it might just be because sort of stereotypical description rather than something from this game.
Yeah, basically. It's like a weird, I don't know. It's like those things from Bloodborne, the ones with the big head.
I never played it, so reference is lost on me.
All right. Okay. What else do we have that we haven't seen? Hey, can you check your map? Because I have over here that where the Moon Kids were captured, there was another way out, but I don't know where it goes.
They were captured right at the...
You found everything around that cell. Their cell had two exits, the one straight to the lab and the one that went to...
The blackboard room.
Yeah, his, study room.
Oh, okay. I just didn't have them connected. Okay.
All right. I say it's probably best to make our way back to Kronia, talk to her, and then either go on a search for someone who can work Thread, or go... Then after that, my vote would be try to explore the Vine Ways.
All right, we can do that. That's going to be a long trip.
It will be, yes.
And we're going to have to pass through the Lizard Archives, and they don't really like me a lot.
Well, they're probably happier at you leaving than you entering.
Maybe. All right, let's go.
You start heading back through the laboratory. Can take a shortcut through Grim Spindle Room into the teapots and continuing on. A lot of the lizards kind of eye you as you pass them.
I eye them in return.
I just keep looking forward because they really don't like me.
You can continue through. You end up leaving the archives and continue through the strange maze of floating pathways with the Lizard King in the center of it.
Hey, question. I remember we talked to the old king and he said there was only one way in and there was a door there. Did we try the door?
I don't have any other passages listed off him, so probably not.
I think he meant there was only one way into the reptile archives, and it was the path you were already on.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing we're gonna have to try the maze a couple of times before we get to the way we want to.
Somehow, no matter how lost you feel, you always end up where you're going.
The floating path, wasn't it just you always exit in the way you didn't come from?
Something like that.
And there's really only two exit, two sides that we saw.
Immediately after that is a sphinx, which leads into a vineway. It looks like the wall is partially repaired here, but you are still able to squeeze through. Because I believe that was a shortcut that opened up.
No, not according to mine.
Somewhere, I said like a wall like exploded and opened up.
Yeah, that was in the gallery to the atrium of the archives, where Begur lost his eye.
Oh, no, that was after that, more recently.
Oh. I have no memory of that at all, so...
Oh, the way through the jungle, then.
Yes. Inside this big vine room, there is both the normal door south and a hole in the wall to the right. And I believe that's how you got here that time, because you came through.
Yeah, alright. I just remember it being described as a hole in the wall, or shortcut.
Because you had come through, you passed Alphadred. Did you? I'm trying to... It was something like that.
Yeah, we did. We went Alphadred's golem through the... Sun with the blue floor tiles, with the giant mutated tulips, then
The corpse. Yeah. So you did all that, and then, like, the walls spontaneously exploded or something.
Yeah, it connected to the painting with the colored globes.
Yep.
According to the map.
Yes. So that hole is almost repaired, but you can still use it for now.
Alright.
So you are in that colored... ball's room. Do you want to go south through the gardens or go through the gallery?
I don't feel like dealing with Alphadred.
Yeah, it's better to go through the gallery. Alphadred doesn't like us a lot. We have a lot of enemies in this maze, by the way.
Luckily, it's a lot of people that don't like us rather than people who want us dead.
Well, true. True. Do we want to go through the goblin statue or through the other way? What is this? It says negative painting of us.
That was where someone touched it and an explosion happened, if I remember right.
Oh, where one of us lost the finger.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember. Who that was.
I think it was...
Wasn't that Olvek?
It might have been.
Maybe.
But I think the golem is marginally quick. And once we're in that room, and we have a bit of space between us and the orbs that inevitably follow us, I'll just blast them to disrupt them.
Sure.
All right. Let's go that way through the goblin. Does it still have the shield that they made?
Yes. It, well, you can kind of see it protruding. It has shoved it into its stomach and absorbed most of it. But, it's kind of too big and too oblong in order to, in order to cover it all. But he looks at you. And he just screams out, "Give me the thing, give me the thing, give me the thing. The thing, the thing, the thing." Pointing at the extremely large spindle of thread that you have.
No. No, I'm not giving you that.
Where is it? Give me the thing.
I'll give him my weapon, which is currently a great sword. And I'll keep going to the next room.
You sure you want to leave that here?
It's fine.
Sure?
He takes your weapon and just throws it right back at you and just screams and points at the spindle. Give me the thing! Give me.
Alright. I'll take my weapon back and cut off his head.
Oh. No, a little bit drastic, don't you think?
Well, he didn't want to hold the weapon. Surely he likes the other end.
The head still screams, but it doesn't have the oomph behind it. So you can kind of just barely hear it, muffled. Give me this hang. And the body is kind of just limp on the ground.
Well, that's a solution I didn't think of. Okay.
Well, it's not the solution I expected. Or rather, the solution to the problem I expected it to be the solution to.
Okay, I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. Let's go before it does something else, I guess. I'm not sure what I expect this thing to do, but let's not be here.
When it figures it out.
Yeah.
You come back to the balloon room. In here, a single cannibal critic is sawing at the string to the balloon.
He's doing what, sorry?
He's trying to cut the string that holds the balloon to the ground.
Huh.
If he hasn't Does it managed look like it's it working? Yet, that gives me two questions. One, what is he using to cut it with? And two, what is the string made of?
The first question probably helps. He's got a fork.
Yeah, that's gonna take a while.
After that, a beautiful floral mosaic looking like the ocean. Kind of makes you nauseous to walk over it.
Hey, I got a way out to the right that we didn't check. Did we know where that goes?
This room connects to a couple. The one on the right is another entrance to a portrait of a vampire. I don't know if you saw that before.
I don't know if we knew it was a vampire. Maybe probably did if you described it again. But I have it listed as painting of an ugly guy.
Yeah.
Vampire sounds vaguely familiar, but I tend to label them before we figure out the details.
Okay. Yeah, so that's another entrance there. But you take the other route. Feels closer to go through. Another floor mosaic with an eye on the ground. And the center is a back pit. Then
comes the hit painting points picture.
Painting of extreme close-ups of wounds. Dark and grimy. And then into the skull gate. And you are right back next to Kronia and the silver platter and goblet full of grape juice.
Very well. Let's go to Kronia.
Yep.
1 second as I scroll through a bunch of this. I thought I had a picture for this.
This is an old map, I guess. Maybe we didn't bother with the picture after the first couple of times with the map.
Maybe. Anyway, you see... This room is much larger than it appears, hundreds of feet in depth, with the frayed cloth hanging all around. When you spot her, she appears to be coaxing singular notes out of a unnaturally writhing lute before the lute in her hand malforms and kind of begins to bud and sprout, and she frustratedly throws it on the ground.
Hey, Cronia. Sorry for the delay.
Yes. Have you come to tell me more interesting stories?
Do we have one of those? I think we saved the golem guy from darkness.
What kind of darkness?
The darkness from a thing called the Grim Spindle. It was a very weird thing.
The spindle appeared to, or what we've put together from what we were told and through examination, it appeared to split something, we were told fate, into lightness and darkness. The lizardmen used a golem as a receptacle to contain the darkness.
Dreadful.
Indeed it was.
But the spindle we
have used to... Yes, we have. We've used that spindle, though, without containing the darkness, and merely dispersing it once it formed. And created, with the light, created this thread that we believe shan't decay in your presence.
Thread, you say?
Yes, only thread for now.
Can I touch it?
Let's find out. And I will gesture to Vigor, who probably is holding it, to roll it over to her.
Yeah. How close can I get to her before I'm affected?
Even just standing in the room, you feel her time manipulation, like kind of like sunlight on your skin. Just like a warm, tingly sensation.
Okay. I'm gonna roll it on the floor. I don't want to throw it at her.
As Bagur is doing that, I'll continue. We weren't sure, since you've lived so long, if you wanted to try to use the thread to create, fashion some clothing for yourself to help pass the time, or if you would like for us to try to find someone who could do it.
As the spindle gets close to her, it made of wood starts spasming and twisting. But she lays a hand on it, and it slows a little bit. And she just kind of strokes the thread for like a minute. And you're standing a little distant, a bit away from her, but you see her eyes well up and start to glimmer. And you notice as the tears gather, they don't roll down her face. They kind of pop off of her head entirely. And as they hit the ground, it like bounces like little beads across the ground. She gets up off of her knee she was kneeling on, touching the thread, and she picks up three of these tears on the ground, and she walks over to a table and she places them there, and she walks back to the thread, says, "I will keep this and you may keep those," and she points towards the little beads on the table.
Is it gonna work for you? Like, can you make clothing out of it?
It will take significant time, but something I have a lot of.
Well, I'm glad you're gonna be covered now. Sorry it took so long.
You've been here, such a small fragment of my lifespan, but you have done a great thing for me, and I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm gonna cry for Cronia. Can I go check the little beads that she left on the table? How many did you say there were?
Three of them.
I'm gonna take them and I'm gonna give like a bow to her. Like, thank you very much for this.
As soon as you touch them with your bare skin, Your eyes kind of just temporarily glaze over. And you can see the entirety of your lifespan before your eyes. At least your past life, not your future.
Wow. That's actually kind of cool. Hey, Siga, give it a try.
I'll go over and pass them. Yep, one of them.
Why don't each of you roll an Arcana check?
This is what the sorcerer is for.
Yes. that's why there's three of them, so he will have one too. And between him and Begor, kind of honing in on what these are, is an extremely powerful object that has the ability to undo an event in your personal history. The more complicated the event, the greater the chance of disaster. But, yeah. And you well, kind of interpret through the magic that in order to activate it, you would swallow this thing.
This seems like a very dangerous thing to just use. Although it will mean that I can get my hand back. Very well, I have fulfilled my mission in life, which was to give Kronia something to do.
All right, I'll see you, Will. You know, bow to Kronia and then back out of the room.
Very well. And you do.
What was the next idea? We were going to the vines, or
that was or my thought on where to go after that. I mean, it kind of looks like going to the vines will be going to the garden, but I don't know for sure.
Because I have some vines to the left of Kronia, and then I have something in the gardens, like down to the right. Well,
yeah,
no.
I meant the vine ways, the ones where you can climb up with the vines and end up somewhere else.
Oh, those ones. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's head that way.
Yeah, because there's a lot of question marks I have on the map with those.
Can you repeat which direction you're heading in for me?
East/right. Pat, the Almery general area. Okay. Near the bar and the censors.
The, like, the wedding bar?
No, the...
No, there's a library, then there's the Stoneheads and the censors, where we've always been hit by the bird people. The bar is after that.
Yeah. Where there's, like, beanbags and couches and booze.
Yeah, that is technically a part of the wedding, although the only way I believe you've gotten there so far is via the armory. But it does connect up to the one that connects to, like, the fairy and the shark boy. Shark
boy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That way.
Alright, it's probably just a error on my part, but I always figured the wedding was everything past the peacock, which
that
is
too, yeah.
As far as our map.
From what I can tell, there are two discrete sections of the wedding that don't touch each other, but they're both categorized as the wedding area.
All right.
Because I don't even see doors in between the peacock area and that area, but they're the same color, so.
All right.
Sounds logic to me.
I guess it's a different kind of wedding, maybe. You know, it's one where the dead are getting married. It's where people are marrying death by dying.
We haven't bothered that peacock in a while.
No, we haven't. I'm sure it's happy about that.
You guys make your way You just shortcut through Cronia's hall and go straight to the giant heads.
Are you now rolling to see if we're getting attacked by the sensors?
Not yet. I'm trying a bunch of pages.
By the way, if we go through the sensors, I'm preparing an attack because I know those bird people are assholes.
Yeah, I'll have my weapon out and... yeah.
Oh, you haven't been there, right?
Sega has not, no.
As soon as we come close, I start complaining about it.
Okay, yes. Past the heads immediately is the sensors. And there's a chance that people try to surprise you there.
Yeah, like a 90%.
But you guys kind of slowly anticipating a fight, slowly make your way through the hanging bowls, and nobody seems to pop out at you.
All right. Probably just to the door on the right, because that's one of the vine ways, and we don't know where... We basically don't know where one of those goes.
Okay. Vine way goes to...
Well, it looks like... We don't know where the one on the left really goes, aside from somewhere in the garden. The one on the right goes to the... Basically two rooms over. And the one on in the middle, we've kind of explored a little bit of...
Yes, there... That's pretty much it. Which of the two gardens one are you going to try to go through first?
I vote the one on the left.
Yeah, I don't have anything after that one. Yeah. You can try with that one first.
That's why I'm voting it.
Alright, you climb up the vines on the wall, and you find yourself twisting, turning, and eventually arrive into some sort of gardened area. Give me a minute to double check, because you might hear something coming from the next room.
Yay, there's the next room.
Yes, his constant screaming laughter drifts through all of the surrounding rooms, and I believe this qualifies.
That sounds like a very nice background music.
You climb down the vine stalks as quietly as you can and peek into the room. This is a strange room. There are four pipes in this room. Two of them are emitting water and two of them are dry. You see.
So you're saying it's a Mario level.
You see a large green warty toad demon, who is the source of the laughter you can hear. There's a large water wheel as well in one of the areas of the room.
Is that in the room with the vines or one room over?
The room that you are in is pretty much all vines and nothing else.
Okay.
So all this is happening in the next room over.
Let me just make a couple notes over here. One sec.
So in the next room over, there appear to be two exits. However, one of them is kind of extremely dangerous as it's the water wheel. It looks like there is room to go through, but it's spinning and you could be crushed. And the other one looks to be a closed door, I believe.
Crushed to death or the terrifying door? Decisions. Do we see the creature that's laughing in this room?
Yeah, he said there's a toad demon of some sort.
Yeah, super hard to read. It looks like you can squeeze through the water wheel if you can risk it, but there's also two other doors. So there's three exits from the room besides the one that you're standing in. One going left, one going right, and the water wheel to the north.
Okay, so... We can give it a try on the on the wheel to see if we can make it or we can go to the other door. Does it look like the door is trapped?
Make a perception check.
Are
coming up.
Both the other entrances actually doors or?
Yeah, they look like closed doors.
Okay. I'll check with one that he's not.
Okay. Roll perception as well.
I don't think I see a lot.
I know I don't see a lot.
Sorry, I'm gonna need just a second. I'll be right back.
Okay. But otherwise, you don't see any problems with the doors.
I'm not sure if you just phrase that weirdly or if you were cut off for a while, because I heard you basically start that sentence as at but otherwise.
Yeah, no, I haven't said anything.
Okay, just making sure.
Right.
Just making sure I didn't miss like a solid half minute of flavor text.
I'm trying to read this room carefully because it's a mess. The demon toad guy seems to be fiddling with some of the pipes.
Has he reacted at all to us just walking into the room and poking around at the doors?
He has not heard you over his crazy laughing.
Okay, sorry for that. I'm back.
So you're not sure if he has seen you or not yet?
Unsurprisingly, Bugur, neither of us saw any traps.
Well, I'm gonna try the door.
It creaks open extremely loudly, louder than you thought a door could creak. And the laughing temporarily stops. You turn and look at the toad, and you lock eyes with him, and the laughing continues again.
So basically, it just horror movie door creaked.
Yes. And while he's laughing, he starts heading straight for you, Bugur.
Nope.
Weapon out, I will kind of move to intercept and suspect we roll initiative.
Probably, but I don't want to make a new map because this room's not helpful.
Okay.
Okay, throw your tokens on the map and set them up for initiative.
What was the door I was trying? This one at the bottom?
In my head, I was imagining Bugur up top and Siga on the bottom, but if you guys want to find it, that's fine.
Okay.
We never specified, so that's fine by me.
Wow, a nice initiative. I'm very good. I'm very happy.
I think you got Alice's rules and I got your rules.
You got my original role because, damn. I've played 3 different campaigns and in all of them, my initiative is always shit. I don't know how I do that.
I mean, probably better to roll 5s on your initiative rolls than on your save or die rolls.
Well, true.
Okay, so for now, he is kind of just lumbering towards you. It's certainly intimidating, but it's hard to read what he intends for you. I guess you can roll an insight check to start off.
Got it. Insight. Where are you? There we go. Ooh, this is gonna be nice. I have a +6. Was mediocre.
You see a playful glint in his eye.
I can move and prepare an action, right?
Sure.
I'm gonna come a little bit closer, like 20 feet. And I'm gonna prepare a swing of the sword if it hurts me.
Okay.
If I'm damaged by it, I'm going to hit it with a sword.
Gotcha.
And that's it.
He continues, lumbering towards you. It looks, he's kind of like taking pauses between hops. He could move faster if he desired. And he takes one of his big toad hands and just like puts it on your shoulder. Do you want to kind of like dodge out of the way, or do you want to let him touch you?
I'm gonna let him for now, because I'm not sure this is gonna be like.
He cackles out. Now that I've touched your hair, you can no longer prepare.
What?
And you feel a sense that you can no longer prepare actions for the rest of this combat.
All right. So that's a thing.
Siga, your turn.
That's enough to qualify as harmful intent to a soldier. So I'm actually going to take the dash action to move to there.
Okay. Bagur, it's your turn.
Just in case, I'm casting Bark Skin on myself.
Okay.
And I can't really do much more, but now I'm ready.
You could transform if you chose. I think that's a bonus action for Moondruid.
Yeah, but not right now.
Okay.
I'm just going to wait, just in case.
The giant toad then turns to Siga and tries putting his hand on you. Are you getting out of the way?
Yeah. Apparently it doesn't matter.
He grabs onto you anyway and says, I've grabbed your sash, you can no longer dash. And it's your turn.
Okay.
This is strangely peaceful for a combat.
I know. I'm hesitant.
I don't know what to do.
I'm going to cast Mirror Image. And I'm also going to take a 5-foot step as I'm casting. So it kind of looks like I'm one of the ones that came up on the sides.
Okay, sure.
I mean, not that it actually matters, but...
Like what you're saying, yeah.
And I'm...
Bagur, you notice Siga tried to dodge out of the way, but he still got grabbed anyway.
I don't know if I should hit this thing. It looks like it's playing. I don't know. I'm gonna try to touch it like it did with me, and I'm gonna tell him, now that I touch your back, you cannot attack, and see what happens.
He laughs even louder.
Okay, bad idea.
Or a very good idea.
I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm gonna wait.
He tries to reach out and touch Bagur again. Are you going to allow it?
No, not this time.
I don't know what attack bonus he has.
But if it's not +9, it doesn't hit me.
Hopefully he's below level like 14.
Well, it's a very big toad.
I'm going to say it's around 10, actually. So, unfortunately, he... grasps you through your magic armor and says, "Tee hee hee, you can no longer breathe."
What?
And the breath escapes from your lungs. Siga, you see a panic look on Bagur's face, and you of course heard the limerick.
Okay. Right. Well, that is, to me, that is perfectly good justification to put Hexblade's Curse on him for my bonus action and try to hit him. 18 and 13.
It appears his massive warts are actually pretty hard and act somewhat as armor. You do manage to get a good strike in with your first attack.
Alright, so it deals 14 damage.
And he screams and then continues laughing. Actually, somehow you feel the magic of your Hexblade curse did not, I'll say you knew this before, like, so let me start over. So when you cast your Hexblade curse on him, somehow the magic reflected and you ended up casting it on yourself. You don't end up taking the damage because you didn't attack yourself, but the spell is not affecting him.
Oh, all right. That's no fun. Okay.
Bakur. You think if I'm not breathing, can I cast a spell?
Probably not.
Damn it.
Probably depends on if it has a verbal component.
Most spells would.
Yeah,
do, yeah.
Most of them. Well, I'm going to try to turn into a bear. See if that works.
Yeah, it works.
Cool. I'm going to town. And I'm going to bite and hit him with my claw. Because I don't like the idea of not breathing. So 26 and 15.
Your first attack hits and your second one will miss. Which with your bite, okay. Works out.
And let's see how long I can continue without breathing.
You feel a little bit less panicked turning into a bear. You have heartier lungs.
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, I lost initiative again.
Oh, yeah,
when I turned into the bear.
I'll just put you in above. Okay. The toad lashes out at Bagur once more.
Oh god. Yeah, that hits.
You've bit me, you can no longer use your teeth. And this time, instead of using his claws, he ended up biting you with his mouth.
How?
For 7 points of damage.
God damn it.
Can you roll a constitution saving throw for your concentration, please?
For the
bark skin.
Got it. Constitution, where are you? Where are you? There you are.
You're fine.
Okay. Because I'm not really sure how that works.
Siga.
Alright. I guess I'm going to find out whether it reflects all magic or just specific targeted magic. So I'm going to bonus action to cast Branding Smite and then try to hit him and hopefully not take the damage myself. 26 and 20. Your because flanking hits. Advantage.
Oh, absolutely. That could have changed some stuff. Let me double check.
It hasn't. I was looking.
Your branding smite hits him.
All right. For an extra 15 damage.
30 points of damage.
Plus the 6 in the second attack.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Which it was min damage apparently.
You see the toad. Instantly hop and turn back around to face you. Bagur, it is your turn.
All right. I'm not going to have multi-attack this turn. I'm going to try to hit it with my claws. And even if it's useless, I'm going to try to bite. But I don't think I can.
Yeah, you try, but it doesn't work. I will let you make 2 claw attacks so you can make another one.
Okay, let's give it a try, because I think 15 doesn't work. Well, a 10 is not going to make a difference.
Well, 14, but still.
Yeah, you will have advantage, okay. But you miss.
Alright, well, that's it. I'm done.
He tries to bite at Siga. He succeeds. Wow.
Does Mirror Image have anything special on...
Oh, that's
if the enemy
point.
Crits, I don't remember anything about it, but I haven't.
I don't think it does. I think he might just get one of your illusions.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it, as far as I can see.
It says you roll a d20.
Before the toad even rolls, you're supposed to see what it's going to hit. So, yeah, that's fine. He chomps straight through one of the illusions. He shouts out, you're the son of a whore, you can no longer use a sword, but you don't feel it has any effect on you.
Wow, that was personal.
It's also not true.
It's your turn.
All right. Does the toad look bloodied?
Not yet, but it's pretty close.
Okay. All right. I think then that I am going to do a bonus action to start my radiant consumption.
It says use your action.
So it does. All right, I'm misremembering then. I probably won't then. So I guess since I'm out of spell slots and I don't want to do that, I'm just hitting it.
Go for it.
12 and 25.
You miss with your first and you hit your second.
So, 12 damage.
It is now certainly bleeding under half health. Bagor.
How am I doing in matters of breathing? Am I still surviving or not?
It's only been like 12 seconds or 18.
Alright, I'm gonna keep being worried about that. I'm gonna attack again with my claws. That's a 19. And do I do the second one?
Yeah, dude, don't. You miss with the second one, but you're first with an angry roar.
It doesn't feel good, right? And I'm gonna remain where I am.
The toad's gonna frustratedly bite at Sigga's illusions again.
That one's on me.
It will hit.
At least it has to absorb the crit.
11 points of damage. And he says, I just want you to see you can also stop breathing.
Oh, crap.
Your turn.
All right. And that's the concentration check. Mirror image is concentration.
I don't think requires. Yeah.
Right. I actually checked that and then forgot I checked it. Yeah. Stupid having two spells thing. I'm just going to try to hit it again. 24 and 10. So 10 damage, presumably.
Yep. You're getting used to how to attack through its hide. Getting consistent damage in. Bagor.
Very well. Let's keep wailing at him.
Two claws hit.
Die! Die! Oh no, I'm a bear. Also, I'm not breathing, so I'm going to be quiet.
I guess you're not roaring like I said before.
Yeah. I'm going to be a quiet bear going to town on a giant toad.
He will turn back to Bagor and hit.
Yep.
See if you can make another constitution save. As he says, I've already shut your maw, but now it's time to shut down your claws.
Crap.
You continue with your bark skin, though.
Okay, so that was seven hit?
Seven damage, yeah.
Damage? Okay.
Sigga.
He's got me completely blocked. He's an asshole.
Well, he said claws, so you can still, like, whap him with your paws. Or headbutt, or whatever. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep trying to cut into him. 18 and crit.
With your two attacks, you end up cutting one of his legs, and he turns to face you. And then you just shove your sword straight through the bottom of his jaw as he's laughing. And then he stops laughing. And his weight kind of collapses onto you. And breath enters both of your lungs.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah. And kind of pointedly towards the toad. It's like, now you are dead. And so ends your reign. And then immediately frowns. It's like, I don't think that rhymed like it was supposed to.
He's in a lot of pain. It's fine.
Oh my god. I'm gonna drop the bear form. Going back to Bagur. Are you alright? Do you need a hand?
Yes, I'm alright. And yourself? You're suffering for long.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. But at least we finished fast. I was getting worried back there. Well, let's check what this thing ate before, because I think it ate people. And I'm going to check it to see if there's anything I can loot from it.
I'm going to take Bagur literally and start trying to cut open its stomach to see
what's there. Roll investigation, Bagur, because there is certainly things you can find.
Okay.
He does have some Mario-like clothes.
So there's a couple of investigation pockets. You said, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. I see everything. That will have been very nice on the door.
He has a strange wrench. It's got a lot of knobs and things that are strange and you can't really understand, but you feel with the arcane runes on it that it is magical of some sort. There is also some sort of bag that appears to be writhing from having some living things inside of it. And there is a flask of some kind of liquid. And he's got an entire pocket full of unmatched earrings, but his pockets are extremely large, so there are handfuls and handfuls of just random earrings. Some of them have little gemstones in them, and altogether, this is probably pretty valuable.
Huh. All right. Do you think people buy earrings by the unit?
Siga will pop, kind of pop his head out of the cut, giant gash he's making the toad's stomach to look at Bagur. It's like, yeah, probably.
All right, so I'm going to be getting a couple of those. Do you know things about magic? Like, can you check if something has or not some sort of an effect?
I'm not the best at it, but we can have Sorcerer bot over there check.
Inside of his stomach, you find what looks like a body. It most likely was an oku at some point due to the feathers. But on its waist, there appears to be an intact water skin.
Sure.
And you take a sniff and don't smell anything, so it might just be extra water.
Well, as a soldier, I know precisely what to do with water skins. I'll take a swig.
It's fairly clean. Seems tastes all like right. Water.
Extra water skin. Nothing wrong with that.
Don't you think maybe you should have cleaned that before?
Yeah, perhaps. It's probably a good idea. I'll go ahead and prestigitate both the water skin and what's in it.
Sure.
Clean. I forgot that was an option, actually.
Very well. So,
good call on the eating people.
Yeah, I suspected it.
Well, good, quote, air quotes, call.
I mean, it's a no-co. They argue about anything. So he probably started arguing with this toad. So we have earrings, we have this thing with a liquid, which I don't know what it is. Can I try to smell it as I'm showing it to Siga?
It is extremely acrid, like it kind of burns your nose a little bit.
Whoa, that was a bad idea. Okay. Whoa. Okay, so maybe it's not for smelling good. Oh, there's a bag of something alive, I guess, which I'm not really sure we want to take. And there's, I don't know, this thing with runes, and I'm gonna pass it to Siga.
I'll go ahead and take a look at it. See if I can figure anything out about it.
You can make an arcana check, and we'll say you're gonna have advantage with Morgan's help.
11.
It seems to interact a certain way with complex machinery.
Okay. I'll relay that to Begor.
I don't remember. Well, I do still have that mechanical bird that tried to kill us. Wanna test it on it to see what it does?
If necessary, I would much prefer to test it on something that wasn't, well, at least seeming to be alive first.
All right. Machinery, I don't remember many of those around here. Maybe we can give it a try later.
Did, in your stories of this place that you mentioned to me, did you not mention some sort of orrery? Would
I
that
don't know, is that
qualify?
machinery?
It's certainly complex.
Maybe we can try with that. I don't know. Well, why don't you keep that one, and against better judgment, I want to check the bag to see if there's like an animal inside it or what it
All
is it
right.
has.
All right.
Maybe step back for a bit.
Out runs 27 little gremlins,
What?
scattering in all directions, screaming. Some of them crawl into the empty pipes in the top right. Some of them run at the water mill. Some of them get crushed there. Some of them run into the semi-open door on the left. Some of them start digging, but extremely slowly, into the dirt.
Well, that is potentially very problematic.
Well, let the Oku and the cannibal critics deal with them.
True.
I gave them 2 days in this maze. See how they survive. Very well.
Probably fairly well, since they probably came from it.
I don't think so. I don't think any of the things inside here came from here. Well, I guess we'll deal with this mess when we have to.
Caleb, what should I list that rune thing as in case for reference later?
So I can find it again, mark it as Devil Wrench from 42.
All right.
Let's see. I'm thinking that thing that we found this acid because it burns.
That's entirely possible. Yeah, the only other common substance that I think might fit that Sika would have encountered is maybe alchemist fire or of some sort, but that's a stretch.
Yeah, it doesn't seem similar to that.
Yeah. Then again, I did get a lipstick from a chameleon woman, so maybe it's, I don't know, cleaning fluid or something like
I
that.
mean, yeah,
Maybe
that's
it's bleach.
possible. Maybe it's the toad's equivalent of shampoo.
Very well.
Shall we
Did we
continue
try
that door that we
this?
fought so hard for?
I mean, that's a choice. Did we try this one at the bottom?
I hadn't gotten around to opening it yet, no.
Maybe let's take a look and then we choose which one.
All right.
What? I didn't write it on the map because of the toad, but what did I see on this door, Caleb?
Oh, That is a strange tuberous root, overgrown like all things in the gardens, and seemingly wearing a hat of vines in a strange shape. He is currently standing between two oku and performing some sort of ceremony.
Yeah, okay. I'm not really keen on that door because there's two oku there. And it's always a pain in the head talking to them.
And we would not want to interrupt what looks like it very well may be some form of...
They're gonna argue if we interrupt, and they're gonna argue if we don't. It's a mess.
Alright, and in the other...
The other door creaks extremely loudly as well. But nothing seems to come to the call. It is an extremely small room with two other doors nearby. This room doesn't contain much, but one of the doors, the door to the south, looks to be overgrown and covered with a strange spongy fungus.
Alright. I think I missed it, but how many doors did the other room have? The one with the...
The one with the strange man and the oku has one extra door to the left in addition to the one that you know.
Alright.
Well, I'd rather take my chances with the other room. I don't want to deal with oku right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go this way then.
Yeah.
That small room has just the fungus-covered door as well as one other door that is closed.
Can I? Let me check one of my spells real quick. Nope. I thought about doing something to the moss with Druidcraft, but it only makes things bloom or grow.
Very well. Would you two mind overmuch if we called it here for the night? I'm having a bit of trouble keeping my mind on things just from tired.
That's fine.
It's fine, don't worry. We'll have to see what goes on next time.
Yep, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, thank you guys. Happy year one of the campaign.
Yeah, 30 sessions so far.
Wow, it's been a lot. Okay, see you guys next week.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.